This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden later today will meet with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson in the United Kingdom. The White House said earlier today that Biden would be announcing a U.S. program to buy 500 million doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to donate to 92 low to middle-income countries and the African Union next year. The U.S. plan calls for the donation of 200 million doses, enough to fully vaccinate 100 million people by the end of the year, with remainder sent overseas in the first half of 2022. White House also said the president would call on the world's democracies to do their part in contributing to the global supply of safe and effective vaccines. The United States has vaccinated more than half of its adult population, but impoverished countries are trailing far behind that level of inoculations. The president's main agenda while he's in the UK is to attend the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's seven most advanced democracies, including Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. And Australia continues to recommend AstraZeneca for people, despite a 52-year-old woman dying of brain clots blamed on the virus. The death confirmed on Thursday, the second fatality in Australia to be blamed from the 3.6 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine administered in the country since March. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland warned Wednesday that ransom-motivated cyber attacks are getting worse and worse, echoing other top Biden administration officials who have sounded the alarm about the problem in recent weeks. The Attorney General's warning during a Senate hearing on the Justice Department's fiscal 2022 budget request followed a pair of high-profile ransom attacks over the past month that have rattled the U.S. national security and law enforcement establishment and sparked calls for beefed-up cyber defenses. In a ransomware attack, hackers lock a company or organization's data, offering keys to unlock the files in exchange for a large sum of money. Officials in Afghanistan said Wednesday gunmen assaulted the office of an international charity clearing landmines in the country, killing at least 10 people, injuring more than a dozen others. The overnight deadly attack in the Britain-based Halo Trust camp occurred in the embattled region of Baghlan province, the scene of fierce fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. Taliban spokesperson denied its involvement, saying the area where the horrifying assault took place was not controlled by the insurgents. The deadly attack on Afghan deminers came as the Taliban have intensified battleground operations across the country and captured more than 14 districts since the United States and its NATO allies began pulling out their troops from Afghanistan back in May. The foreign troop drawdown is expected to be completed by September the 11th, a deadline set by U.S. President Joe Biden back in April to end nearly 20 years of U.S. involvement in the Afghan war. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremists, the latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. Ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Putin holds a summit meeting with President Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City's court's ruling, effective immediately, prevents people associated with Navalny's foundation from seeking public office. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.